the Joe Thomas in the Morning Show from the Automated Office System Studios on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
It's going to be cool and it's going to be gloomy with the chance for a stray shower again during the afternoon hours. Today, though, only making it up into the 50s.
50 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios, Grant, at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
Some Albemarle County residents may have received a notice from the State Department of Elections with the wrong address for early voting. People who want to vote early in person for the November midterms will need to go to the elections office at the Albemarle County Office Building on 5th Street.
Governor Glenn Youngkin has announced his energy agenda for the remainder of his term as governor.
We can't blindly follow ideology. We actually need a real plan. I am so excited to collaborate with our colleagues in the General Assembly, to collaborate with industry, to collaborate with academia, to collaborate with Virginia's doers and shakers that will, in fact, forge this path.
One of the key points was making Virginia the world's largest nuclear innovation hub. You can view the energy plan yourself online at virginia.gov.
Dominion Energy customers will see their monthly energy bill increase by about $15 to $20 starting November 1st because of price hikes for coal, natural gas, and purchase power. Appalachian Power could follow in their footsteps soon. They submitted their application earlier this month to increase bills as well, but the request has not yet been approved.
The University of Virginia addressed a report that first appeared a week ago that they are still burning coal. Paul Zmick, UVA Director of Energy and Utilities, released this statement.
We burn coal seasonally, November through April, to cover the gap between our building heating needs and the available gas supply from the city.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 50 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of the NASCAR playoffs from the Roval in Charlotte Sunday. Brought to you by Charlie Obaugh RV and University Tire on WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. As we head throughout our Tuesday, it's going to be cool and it's going to be gloomy with the chance for a stray shower again during the afternoon hours. Today, though, only making it up into the 50s, upper 50s at that. It's going to be quite chilly. Tonight, dropping down into the 40s, keeping the threat for a stray shower before tomorrow finally start to warm things up.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.